This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us, the author of brand new book, From Zero to Hero, Victoria Costa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Laura. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
This book talks about your journey of becoming a business owner yourself and sharing some of the advice you learned along the way. That concept of zero, starting from a place of sort of nothing, what did that look like for you as you were wanting to become a business owner?
So picture a single mum in a housing commission unit. That was me back in 2014. And very, very grateful, you know, thank the Lord for all our blessings. You know, I had a roof over my head, but literally had nothing. So zero, completely zero, you know, compared to what I'd seen in my career, you know, lots of people, you know, having huge businesses and everything like that. I literally had nothing, but I was so worn out from my work and working for other people and doing long days. I decided just to quit one day because I wasn't seeing my son. You know, he was doing before school care, he was doing after school care. I was bringing home enough money to cover my rent and my food and my petrol, but that was it. So I just quit kind of out of exhaustion. So when I started the business about 3 months later, after I'd kind of worked on myself a little bit, I literally just got some cards from Vistaprint for about $20 and I had a Gmail address. That was it. I had nothing. I went to Centrelink and they gave me a computer, which I had in my son's bedroom. I don't think it didn't even have Word. It had a DOS program, so you had to load it yourself. You know, really old PC system. So yeah, that was what zero looked like for me.
Gosh, I mean, this is only back in 2014 when you started up the business. So to think of just how far technology has come and what the possibilities are even now is quite extraordinary. But to be in a position where you are just exhausted and you've really had enough of the space that you've been working in and turn that into motivation to start your own business, I think that's quite extraordinary because you could have easily been in a position where you were just over it, depressed, and didn't kind of go anywhere. So how did you make that choice to pick yourself up and start a business out of that challenge?
I think really, for me, you know, it's about my faith, and it was at a time, like I said before, you know, I've worked for myself for about 3 months, and when I say worked on myself, I just spent a lot of time thinking about how I was being during my days. You know, what was I doing with my life? Where was I? My faith in Christ, and you know, thank the Lord, He's always with me, and the Holy Spirit. You know, you get up every day and you have that. I could get up in the morning and say, you know, thank the Lord for another day. It just kept me going. So I thought, well, you know, I'm not alone. I think that's the key point throughout that journey because, I kind of was. You know, there was nobody there to help me.
Right.
You know, so I was by myself, but I never felt alone. And that kept me going. That got me out of bed every day. You know, being grateful for three things. You know, I talk about that in my book is waking up every day and just, even if it's three little things like thank the Lord for a coffee, you know, before you have to do the school run. You know, thank the Lord. I mean, I had a car that broke down every day. You know, it'd be like, thank the Lord my car started today because I couldn't afford more than, you know, like an $800 car. I knew my NRMA guys by first name, you know, because they were over so often to help me jumpstart the car.
Wow. And now you're providing a real roadmap for other people who want to become CEOs in their own right. And I think particularly the timing of your book has come at a season where people have had this time working from home. They've seen the flexibility, maybe the options that are available to them. Why did you want to write From Zero to CEO and offer that roadmap?
Well, it was about 2016, and my son Nick was still at his primary school, and one of my friends there was actually going through a pretty terrible divorce and struggling with that emotionally, financially, everything. But she was actually, even though she'd been a stay-at-home mum for a few years, she's a very talented interior designer. But she just said to me, she said, I just don't know where to start, you know, and I felt so. Because I'm always like a helpful person, you know, it's like I'm a yes person. It's like, I want to help this person, you know, it's everybody else before me, which is fine. That's the way I am. I've accepted that a long time ago. But there was nothing I could do to help her because I was so busy, you know, trying to run my business and look after, you know, my son by myself and juggling a million things, as we all do. There was nothing I could go to for her. And so I said to myself then and there, I was like, I'm going to put, you know, if I make this work, I'm going to put it all in a book. Don't care if it takes me a year or 10 years, I'll put it all in a book so that if it just helps this one friend to start her business, then I've done a good thing. And COVID gave me the opportunity, because in my business, I decided to go national in about 2016, 2017, so open offices interstate. But that meant about 2 years of traveling around the country. I was only home about half a year. So 2020 and COVID hit, and all of a sudden that travel, and thank the Lord, you know, he works in amazing ways, right? Just in time, I'd managed to set up every single office interstate, and then COVID hit.
Wow, yeah.
So you couldn't make that happen if you wanted to.
Yeah, you see the importance of the timing of it all. And I think in sharing some of your own story, you offer a little bit of your personal journey, but you do offer some very simple, very practical business advice in this book as well. I think one of the biggest difficulties for new businesses is getting off the ground, getting visibility and kind of gaining some traction. How did you find that for yourself, actually letting people know your business was around and that it was a credible source for help?
Well, first things first, it was me just getting out there in person. It was face to face. And I talk about that in the book, the importance of networking. And it doesn't cost you any money. It's just your time. So, and you don't have to think, oh, wow, she jumped on planes and that cost money. No, when I started, it was just in Parramatta in Western Sydney, and it was just locally. And I talk about how you can do that in the book. And all it is your time. You know, if you've got kids, maybe between 10 and 2, you know, 3 days a week, you can go out to your local area and meet people that might be interested in your services. Maybe there's a local professional group for the industry that you're in that you can join and go and network. And it also helps you to connect with people who have been in business for a while. Mm. And I tell you now, just like me sitting here now, people love to give back. You know, we love to feel useful. It brings us joy, you know, to help others. Networking. And then from there, I went on a business course. I did, but that was about year 2 or 3 of my business. So I did have some money. Mm. But the book will give you all the practical tools, even shows you step by step how to create social media posts on a program called Hootsuite. It talks about LinkedIn, you know, how to, you know, you just simply create a free LinkedIn account and go in and find people that you think might be interested in what you're starting as a business, whether that's you want to do hampers or whatever it might be. You don't need to do paid advertising. You don't need to do Google Ads. You don't need to spend money.
No.
You just have to be structured and just do a few little things, but do them consistently.
And how do you know what business idea is a good one? Because I think that's a challenge that so many people who want to start a business face, is knowing which one will work and how to make it succeed. So are there any that you feel are kind of guaranteed to do well, or does it just depend on the individual?
Well, there has to be a need, doesn't there? There has to be a need, even if it's just locally, for what you have to offer. Maybe you want to make baby clothes, for example, but there's always a need for baby clothes, right? It's just about then getting that product out there and getting the consumer to become aware that you have these baby clothes and they're unlike other baby clothes that they can get anywhere else. You know, it's trying to find a niche. Maybe there's something somebody else is doing in your area, but they're not doing it very well. We had a tough time finding a great pool company to fix our pool last year. Out of 5 businesses that we dealt with in a local area, only one was good. I mean, isn't that terrible? And they're the ones winning all the awards. So there's a gap right there. I mean, if you've got some great pool fixing experience, we definitely need another pool company in Sydney.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the trick right there, using the skills that you've got to fill a gap in the market so that it's something that you actually fit in. Your skills fit into. You're not trying to force yourself to, you know, create something that you're not actually talented at. But as we wrap up, Victoria, one thing I noticed in your book that you mentioned as being important is taking time to work on yourself before you even launch your business. Why is that side of things important, to actually focus on yourself in this process?
Yeah, look, if you don't have systems in your personal life, it's pretty much impossible to run a business and be strict enough on yourself to do everything that you need to do on a day-to-day basis, you know? And if you're not in a peaceful mental state, then it's going to be impossible to be structured enough to run your business. It just, you know, there's so many things that you have to do on a day-to-day basis. You know, networking, you've got to put a smile on your face, you've got to be happy, but you have to be authentic. So if you're faking that, people will see that a mile off and they won't want to buy from you. So you have to have this really honest passion and joy going into starting a business so that people see that and they can hear it. Even if you're just doing phone calls and selling things to people, people can hear that in your voice, right? So if you come across as ingenuine or you're trying to sell something that you don't believe in, it's not going to work. I had a genuine passion for what I was doing, and that definitely helped. And I also had the structure. I'd worked on myself for a few months, and I applied that then to running a business.
And people can see in the book, From Zero to CEO, some of the steps that you took to do that work as well. Victoria, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.